Welcome to Astrovision. We are a modern guide to the cosmos within. We blend the timeless wisdom of astrology with thoughtful technology to provide hyper-personalized insights, delivered as both a detailed written guide and a personalized podcast. Today, we deep dive into the personality of the Aquarius zodiac sign. Okay, so Aquarius, let's just get right into the biggest, the most common point of confusion.
The water bearer.
Exactly. It's the water bearer, but it's a fixed air sign. How does that work?
It's really the core of understanding them. The mistake is thinking that water is literal H-R-O-S-O, you know, emotion.
Which is what you see with Cancer or Pisces.
Right. For Aquarius, the water being poured is, well, it's ethereal. It's not of this world. Think of it more like data streams.
Oh, like information.
Information, higher consciousness, a network. Those wavy lines in the symbol, I see them as electromagnetic waves. The internet.
So they're not carrying emotion for the world, they're carrying knowledge. They're a conduit.
Precisely. They're the conduit for what's next.
That makes so much more sense with their rulers then. The sources point to this real tension between Saturn and Uranus.
The old and the new. Structure and chaos, all in one sign.
So the Uranian side is that spark, right? The futurism, the need to innovate.
Yes, that's the Promethean impulse. They have this deep-seated drive to steal fire from the gods. To get that next level knowledge, and then just give it to everyone.
But if it was just Uranus, they'd be all chaos, all rebellion without a cause.
And that's where Saturn comes in. Saturn provides the structure, the discipline.
The long-term planning.
Exactly. They aren't just raging against the machine. They're drafting the blueprints for a better machine. It's what I'd call a planned revolution.
So they're the architects of the future, not just the protesters.
That's the ideal, yes. Methodical, systemic change.
Okay, but this focus on systems and intellect, it has to have a downside. This leads us to that infamous Aquarian coolness, the robot stereotype.
Right. And it's not that they don't have empathy. It's just a different kind.
What do you mean?
They're masters of cognitive empathy. They can intellectually analyze why a person is feeling something. They can see the system that's causing the pain.
But they don't necessarily feel the pain with you.
They actively suppress that.
Yeah.
It's a defense mechanism. I mean, can you imagine feeling all the pain of the collective all at once?
They'd be paralyzed.
And they need to stay functional to, you know, fix it. But here's the paradox. The energy is fixed air. Their ideas are progressive, but their attachment to those ideas
can be incredibly stubborn.
Incredibly. They can become these dogmatic revolutionaries. They found the perfect system in their mind, and they can't understand why everyone else won't just adopt it.
So they're progressive, but rigid.
And that's where the shadow comes in. This view from above, this detachment. It can lead to a kind of God complex.
Elitist egalitarianism. I love that phrase from the source.
It's perfect, isn't it? They want everyone to be equal, but they believe their intellect gives them the right to decide what that equality looks like.
They want to save the war.
But only their way.
Thank you for listening. You can now go deeper with your personal Astrovision report. Hearing about an astrological concept is a great start, but nothing compares to hearing how they apply directly to you. Discover your unique path with an Astrovision report, your personal user manual delivered in our celebrated podcast format.